I think.
Tech Smith.
Oh.
Damn it.
All right, that came in on the right name.
Ouch. You know, just when I think I know you.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome B-Tech Smith and Steve Mitz. You are now entering
the MegaCast.
What's going on, Ted?
What up, Mix?
I'm doing great, man. Good to see you again.
Yeah, smooth intro today. We're on it.
Nothing but the best.
The best.
Man, we're on a good streak. I feel like we've been doing one every week for a while.
We have, and it's funny because I was watching my buddy play beach volleyball last night, so that's why there wasn't a The Podcast.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to take some me time.
Yeah. What was the championship game?
There's an actual league?
Yeah, Brett plays in a league with like a group of other people. So I had missed it the week before in the semis, and he texted me, and he's like, dude, they had like a raucous crowd with them. Like, so like he was like, I was like, all right, I'll rally the troops. So Cobb scooped me up awesome. As soon as I could get out of here after the happy hour.
Yeah.
We cruise over there, and we're like, what's going on? And he's like, man, the other damn team forfeited.
No.
In the championship, Steve.
For the final game?
The final game.
Why?
They don't know. We're assuming it had to be like a COVID thing.
Had to be.
Right? Somebody on the team must have got it.
You don't go that far to just give up right there.
Yeah.
You couldn't find people to sub. It's the championships.
Right. So it's funny because, so now they're just scrimmaging, but there's like a group of us sitting there in beach chairs. It's down at Golden Gardens. Having a couple cans of beer, and it's like, yeah, we came down too. We're here to support. We were told we had to be loud and raucous.
Oh, I'd be so pissed. Not you, like if I was them.
Yeah.
That'd be like when I was playing with donkeys at night. Like sometimes we'd like big low and a few people would come, and it was always so much more fun.
Yeah.
When you had like even five people cheering when you make a save or cheering when we score a goal or heckling the other team, having a good time. But there's been a couple times where like during a regular season game, the other team didn't have enough to play. And so it was just like, all right, well, we'll loan you one of our guys and we'll just have like a fun scrimmage, but it's not the same.
Yeah, 100%.
And then you just look at the crew that came and you're like, you're just going to watch us basically just like not give a crap and play hockey, like, go back and forth. There won't be any competitiveness in what we're about to do, just so you know.
Yeah, like Pub League is so relaxed that like if one team doesn't have enough, it's not a big deal.
Right.
But like, yeah, when I was playing indoor soccer, same thing. Like you get those forfeits. It's like, all right, we'll take one of our guys. We're still going to play.
I didn't come here. I didn't show up at 10 o'clock at night. Put on all my gear, and you'd be pissed at the other team because, like, mother effers, do you not check with your teammates? You didn't know going into this that you were not going to have enough guys? Like, you know what I mean? Because we always would do, like, quick group chat text in, out.
Oh, yeah, right. Same thing for indoor soccer.
Bringing beer, yes. Bringing food, sure. Everyone would chime in, and if it was like, okay, dude, we got four guys. We need one more to be able to play a game, not including the goalie. Who else is coming? And finally, someone would be like, I'll come. Fine. I'm going to be drunk, but I'll come.
See, my big issue with playing indoor was, like, we ended up getting a bunch of, like, Sunday night games.
Eesh.
Yeah, just, like, playing at 9 o'clock at night's fine. But, like, playing at 9 o'clock at night on a Sunday, like, usually by 9 o'clock, I'm either in the shower preparing for bed, or I might already just be laying in bed watching TV.
That's a crap hand to be dealt.
Yeah.
Because that's how it was, like, and that's, like, I love playing beer league, and I love playing with the donkeys, but it was just, like, between having a kid, the idea of having a nap in the middle of the day, that's how I would be able to recover. I would play a 10 o'clock game at night, get home around 12:30, fall asleep at 1, wake up at 3:30, get through the show, be dead tired, go home and take a nap. Yeah. That's not happening now with a child that doesn't understand that concept. So,
oh, no.
Yeah. So, I mean, and our games used to be Thursday and Sunday nights. And so it was just like, guys, I wish I could, man. Like, if the league ever does like Saturday nights and like the majority of your games are on a Saturday night, I might be able to like then it wouldn't matter because Tatum's already asleep. I could swoop out. Sid's usually asleep too. So they wouldn't even know. I could just like sneak out of bed and go play hockey and sneak back in. Not really, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. It's rec league for adults sucks because at least with hockey, the kids get the best ice time. I don't know why. Screw those kids. They should be playing at 10 o'clock at night.
Right. Screw those kids.
I mean, they're going to stay up late anyway.
Look, it's the same thing for Pub League, right? Because there's so many select soccer teams.
Right.
So they have money. So I think you got to pay for the fields, but they'll pay for fields they're not even using just so they have a backup in case something happens to the
field. For
real? Oh, yeah. So,
what could happen where they need a backup?
I don't know, the conditions are bad or this or that. Like, I don't know. Or somebody else's. I don't know. I just know it's, and I, look, obviously, public's not, like, public, the parks department's not too worried about a bunch of 40-year-old people in a pub league.
No.
Right? So it's like, right. But with that said, I love our time. 11 a.m. Sunday. You know what I mean?
Oh, that'd
not,
be nice.
Not too early. Wake up, go play,
get a good sweat on.
Yeah. Right. And then, you know, for the most part, even like in fall session, I'm still done in time to watch the second half of the Seahawks, get a couple beers.
Yeah. Well, that's like that's what I love about playing lunch hockey. Like, you know, it's granted they're not actual, like, we've tried to keep them competitive. Like, there was one in the 3-on-3 lunch hockey I would do every Thursdays for the most part. For a brief period of time, we decided to do Team USA versus Team Canada.
Oh, because you had enough guys for each?
Because they were able to figure it out. And then, you know, you played in America for a long enough time, you're considered Team America. Like, you know, but, and the other goalie I usually play with, he's a Canadian dude, so he was Team Canada, I would be Team America. And it was fun, because usually what we would do is we'd play till 5, and then the goalies would switch to keep things even, just, you know, for parity or whatever.
Did you ever just throw it so Canada would lose?
No. With this situation, when we did Team USA versus Canada, first game finished, right?
Yeah.
Then I'm like, probably just go skate over. I'm like, I guess I'm on Team Canada. And they're like, no, Steve, you stay in our net. You're American.
Oh, all right,
like,
nice.
And I looked at them like, I've never been more excited to play this game. Because now you guys are my teammates. Like, in 5 goals, you don't become my enemies. Like, you're my teammates for the rest of this hour.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
How'd we do?
We won.
Nice.
Yeah, I think we won. We were down 4-1 in 2 of the games and came back and won 5-4 in both of them. And that basically, like,
I mean, look, I'm not an expert, but there's some good saves in there.
There were some huge saves. I never played harder. I played for my country. I even wore, you'll love this. Remember the guy, the Mega family member? Oh, crazy. Alex, I think, the one that sent us the wristbands and the headband.
Yeah.
I wore the wristbands.
Nice.
And now I wear them all the time. They're my good luck charm. But I wore them because I'm like, oh, man, I'm playing for America. Putting them on.
Dude, one of the girls on Brett's volleyball team, she played college hockey at Colgate.
Damn, she must be good.
And then, right, and the other girl with her, anyway, she works, the one girl works for the Kraken.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, with like player development or something.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So cool, man.
Yeah, that's what I was like, oh, no kidding. All right.
We should stay friends.
Literally, when we were leaving, Brett was like, all right, good to see you. Like, I'll be in touch. And she was like, I'm not giving you tickets.
Could you imagine? Like, one of my old donkey teammates, you know Ross?
Yeah, of course.
He works for the Kraken now. I couldn't even imagine. Like, I wouldn't do it. But I'd imagine there are people hitting him up left and right. I had somebody that I barely know.
I mean, there's got to be, like when the Sounders started in the MLS in 09, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's just say what it is. It's just not the NHL.
Right.
So, like, you know, they were encouraging people. There was ticket packages, incentives to go. Like, this is the opposite.
Yeah.
This is, like, everybody in town wants to be those first few games.
Oh, my gosh. It's insane, dude. It's freaking insane. Like, I've had people, I've had a couple buddies hit me up that I know, like, some of my wrestler buddies are like, hey, I hate asking, but do you have them? I'm like, no, man. I don't even have, I don't have opening game tickets. Like, and then I have some random people like, hey, dude, can you get me a hookup on getting some Kraken tickets for the first game? I'm willing to pay. I'm like, are you willing to pay triple the amount? Because that's where I could get you the hookup. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, the secondary market right now. I did the verified fan presale thing.
Yeah.
Like, where, like, you're a verified fan of Ticketmaster or something like that. I don't know how, but I'm a part of that, right? So I went online. I had my laptop open last week. I had my cell phone open and the desktop at work. And because I knew you could pick, like, when it opens up, you click on a game and you just get put in the queue. And
right.
You know, so I clicked on the home opener, and then I looked through the calendar, and I'm like, okay, what's the first Friday or Saturday I could go to? It's like a game in November. And then what's the first Friday or Saturday I could go to after that? It was a game in December. So I did all three of them. And I click on the home opener one, and I'm in a queue of more than 2,000 people. Yeah. And I knew once I saw that, I'm like, there's not 2,000 available tickets. Like, it's just not going to happen. So I was like, chalk that one. Then the one for November, I was in a queue. Like, I was like, number 200 and something. I'm like, might be able to get on that one. And then the one for December is a game against the Edmonton Oilers. I was like number 15. I was like, getting tickets for that.
That's your ticket.
And that's the one I got tickets for. And I'm like 200 level, which is the top level. And I don't know, like kind of in the corner. Nothing bad.
Is it Friday or Saturday?
It's a Friday night, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm pumped, dude.
Friday night pro sporting event? That's always awesome.
See the Kraken? That's going to be the first thing I'm going to get to see them is going to be in December. Unless I get tickets somehow else, you know, yeah. But like at least as of right now. And dude, against Edmonton, a good young team, it's going to be a fun one to watch.
Yeah, I told you my plan is
waiting for me to see if Sid doesn't want to go.
Well, that's part. I'm just waiting for people to be like, especially after the first half of the season, be like, I'm not driving from Bellevue. Do you want my tickets for, you know, like, yeah.
Just give me an extra $50 on top of the face value or something like that, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
I ain't spending more than face.
No.
Telling that to all my friends right now. Hey, look, you can either stay in Bellevue stuck and eat the full price.
Or maybe you leave losing a couple dollars, but you gain knowing that you made Ted happy.
I'm going to show up late. Maybe it's $10 under face.
Yeah.
Right now I'm treating my friends like they're a random scalper.
This other guy's willing to give them to me for $20 under face. I'm just trying to do you a favor. What are you going to do?
I used to love scalper tickets. That was always my line. Like, especially after the game started. Like, all right, man, I'll give you $10 for them. Are you crazy? Like, these tickets, this and that. Right, well, the game's starting. You can go home. You're not going to get S for them, or you can have $20 in your pocket right now.
Yeah, go get yourself a meal.
Right. Well, that was the other thing. You know me. I can negotiate scalping tickets, because if I don't go to the game, all right, I'll go sit at Sluggers.
Right.
Like, it's no skin off my...
There are bars right next to the stadium.
Right.
Right.
Risk, the reward. It's all reward when there's zero risk.
Dude, it's even face value for like upper, like quote unquote nosebleed seats. Every seat's going to be fine. Like, it's just looking at how the plan of the stadium or the arena is. And also, as a hockey fan, I do like sitting up higher so I can see how the plan folds.
All right.
Like, I'm not like sitting up close is cool just because, like, oh, this is crazy. But sitting up higher, you can actually watch the game. It was just under $300 for a pair. And I'm like, that is just nuts. Like, how. I could never do season tickets. Like, some people were giving me crap on the text line. Like, you're not going to a home opener? Don't you have season tickets? I'm like, no. Like, in what weird world do you think I can afford 40 games at $300 a pop for a pair?
Right. I mean, listen, I'm grandfathered in to my Sounders tickets, but my ticket price is literally still like $23 or $24 a game.
Oh, they kept you grandfathered on the price?
Yeah, that was part of the deal when we got those seats in 09. Trust me.
Wow.
They are waiting for us to not re-up.
Yeah, they probably don't even contact you ever. It's like, you're having a great... You're not having fun here, are you? Sounders kind of suck these days. You should probably just give up your season tickets.
I mean, it's so pathetic. Like, when I went last week, me and my buddy were the only two in our section.
Wow, dude. That's that's nuts. That's like, remember when San Francisco used to do the grandfather clause on their apartments? And homes and rent.
Yeah.
And I remember when my old band, we went on a tour, we stayed at our buddy's place, and it was like a pretty nice place in San Francisco. I'm like, dude, how can you afford this? Like, I know what you do, like, not to be rude, but like, you're basically probably making about what I'm making, and there's no way you can. He's like, oh, well, we don't tell anyone, but like, technically, this is still Johnny's place. He's had for like 30 years, but he doesn't live here anymore. So he rents it out to us, but we have to be very careful, because if they find out, we're getting booted. I was like, good for you.
That's exactly what we do.
Yeah.
If you don't want to re-up your ticket, you have to offer to sell it to somebody within the group first. And then if they don't want it, you can just let the club have them back.
Oh, so then they'd have to always be the person that buys it, and you just reimburse them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah. And they got smart, right? Because I wasn't there in 09, but then the one guy, Max, moved to Prague. So back then, they would let you change names. So like it's been under my name since 2010. Uh-huh. But right, if I didn't re-up my seat and somebody else in the group wanted to buy it, they'd have to pay me and I'd still pay.
Ted Smith needs to buy the tickets every year.
Yeah.
Forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Forever, Steve.
Forever.
Well, I mean, it's just weird. It's like I said, we got old, a bunch of dudes have kids. Like, nobody's ever in our seats. So like the guys that sit behind us and their wives would sit there for years. So now they just kind of move. I'm like, yeah, if we're not here, like, you know, I always show up late, but if nobody else is here, just sit in our seats.
Yeah. So are they just like, because they don't want to sell them? They just...
Right, because everybody's so afraid. Right. Everybody's like, we can't sell them.
Rather just eat the cost of the tickets.
Right.
Because it's not that expensive when all is said and done.
Right, so I always go to like the weeknight games, but like if it's a Saturday afternoon and people want to, I'm like, here, take my ticket.
Who cares?
Right,
dude. If I was able to get Kraken tickets for $25 a ticket, I would have season tickets.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So when people are like, "Oh, Migs, you didn't get season tickets," like that's a much higher price point.
It's just even like just like and you had to like agree to do at least 3 years. I think they were like, you can lock in for 3 years at X amount of price. You can get them at a discount if you lock in for 5 years. But so like, so $300 for a pair. times, well, 40 games, but you got to do like the preseason games too. So let's just say 43 games. Yeah, that's a $12,900 commitment.
Right. I think mine's like around 400.
Yeah, I when I did Seahawks, it was like an $800 commitment back when I had season tickets. And then, even then, I was like, oh, I guess I could afford that. You know, it sucks, but that is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, $13,000, I just can't spring that. I wish. And also, I couldn't imagine going to 40 games.
There's so many games.
When I get up so early. Like, even Danny and I were talking about that. I'm like, there's going to come a point where I'm going to have to go to bed before the game ends and just, like, watch the rest of the game when I get up in the morning or something, because... You know, if most games start at 7 p.m., they're not ending until close to 10 or around 10.
I was going
to
say, I would think at least 10,
sometimes
right?
later than 10, yeah.
Yeah, well, that was the other thing, too. People were like, are you going to go to a bunch of hockey games? Like, man, between the Sounder, like, that's already, like the soccer season's, what, 20 home games? Like, yep. So you're already pretty committed. And then you're talking
40 more.
40 more. Like, that's just like, that. Besides the price of the tickets, that's just too much spending money in stadiums.
It's crazy. Right. Yeah.
And take out alcohol. I mean, you're still talking, what, $8, $9 for a soda? Like, food is
not
cheap.
That's a good point. Yeah, I'm not even thinking about the fact that it's probably $100 a game between parking and eating and just drinks
right.
that you're going to drop between the two people that go.
Yeah.
TED Talks, starring the Tech Smith.
Yeah. I'll just watch most of the games on TV. Go to 2-3 games a season. I'll be happy.
All right, Steve. I want to remind people to just do something small and nice. You know, you never know how it's going to affect people on the rest of their day. And now, you know, it's easy to hold a door or something, but let me give you a couple stories that happened to Ted Smith.
Okay.
Number one, Ted Smith had lunch with a buddy last week. Ted had beers. The buddy didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Ted paid for lunch.
Thank you, Ted.
The next day was a Sounders match. Ted met up with friends. I didn't spend a dollar that whole day.
Yeah.
The next day.
It all evens out.
That's what I'm saying. And then I was a little down on Sunday. Bought some chicken. Bought a 4-piece. Now, it could have been a mistake. I don't know. But it was a 5-piece. There was an extra chicken wing in there. Steve, I can't explain it to you.
I've got goosebumps. I know that feeling.
I was like, she could see it in my eyes. I needed that extra wing today. So, I mean, like, again, not a big deal. But I don't know. But buying somebody a coffee or just, you know, maybe just stopping down to talk to somebody and really listening and saying, hey, how you doing this
week? Yeah.
But little small things go a long way. And you never know what that other person's going through.
Yeah. It's so true. You know, yeah. I mean, if they're going through a crap day and you just crap on them some more, they can send them down a tirade, you know, a spiral.
Yeah.
I experienced that yesterday.
Did you?
Like, yeah, I was having it's like one of those days where I wasn't feeling the best or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I go on social media and what do I see? Like, there's a post like, you know, saying promoting SOS Pro Wrestling is coming, blah, 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 because I'm going to be wrestling Ethan HD, our buddy Ethan, September 10th at Hale's Brewery in Fremont. Tickets are available now. Probably one of the matches I've been most excited about. I've had some chances to wrestle guys that have been flown in, some decent names, some big names, but Ethan's been a guy that's like, that's a guy that's been on the top of my list since pretty much I started wrestling because he's helped me so much.
He's been on the podcast.
He's a good friend of mine. He's truly one of the best wrestlers in the town. So it's just one of those ones where I'm like, eventually I need to have a match with him before I call it quits. And so the fact that I'm going to get that to happen is pretty awesome. So I'm on social media and I'm just like, I see a bunch of comments about the event. And I click on it and there's one guy, this guy, John, that just writes, can there please be a show in Seattle without Steve Miggs? I get that everybody wants that radio connection, but he's not good, and he detracts from the shows that he's on. And I was just like, I read that, and I was like, wow. There's a lot to like kind of digest on that.
He's not good, and he detracts from the shows that
right.
he's on.
So there's like, at the end of the day, everybody's entitled to an opinion. And
sure.
whether you agree or disagree with an opinion, it's just that. It's an opinion. Why am I going to let this guy's opinion dictate how my life is? You know, I mean, if he doesn't think I'm good, he doesn't think I'm good. Hell, there's many days that I watch my match back. I'm like, I'm not any good, but I'm trying to get better. You know what I mean? Like, but yeah. I also don't think I'm... The part that bothered me was, and it was more so just because I'm like, all right, this is a lot of hyperbole. Like, so you're telling me that the 8 to 12 minutes that I'm a part of this 3-hour show, or a 2.5-hour show, that when I'm out there, that my performance is so bad that it detracts from the rest of the show.
Rest of the show is crap now.
Right? I'm like, oh, look, you could say I wish he wasn't on all these shows. Man, I turn down a lot of shows. Like, the ones that I agree to, I don't bug them to be put on these shows. Like, they ask me to be on the shows, and I don't like to... If I have a good opportunity, I'm not going to say no to a good opportunity.
Yeah.
And a lot of the shows that I'm on also feature the same people all the time as well. It's like a little... A clique or a group of people that seem to get booked on the same shows. And we're all friends. Like, there's a reason for that. You do shows with your friends. So you have no problem with all of them being on the shows all the time. But it's that Steve Miggs guy. He detracts so much from this show. So, like, it was in my head at first. I'm like, I was telling one of my buddies, I'm like, yeah, at first I was like mad and insecure. And then I was like, why do I give an F? You know what I mean? It took a while to get to that point. But I was like, this guy, I don't know what his taste is in wrestling. And for all I know, he maybe saw me in the early stages where I was the drizzling poops. And I think I've gotten a lot better over the course of time, as someone should. But that part about the strike, I'm like, you should be happy. I'm the reason why you could go to the bathroom and not miss anything good.
Yeah, right? If he hates you so much, right. You don't even have to watch your match.
I'm the popcorn match then. Go get a beer. Go get some fresh air. Go take a piss.
Just fuck a joint.
Do something. Like, don't let it bother you so much that the rest of the show is ruined. I was like, man. And they took everything in my power. I wanted to reply to him. And even when I shared it, so I took that.
I did see it on social. I liked it.
Took a screenshot of that. And then I put the list of my upcoming matches on there. So, hey, you can catch me wrestle and distract from the show. Here are my next upcoming dates. I was like, you know what? I'm going to make a lemon out of lemonade. Have some fun with it because it is kind of funny. And at first I was going to keep not his last name. I whited out his last name.
Yeah.
I was going to keep the profile picture on there. And I was like, it's a picture of him, his wife, and his kid. Even if he is being a troll, I don't really want people to go down the troll road of his wife and his kid. You know, some people will find anything to make fun of somebody for, even though it's like they shouldn't. I was like, you know, I'm just going to cover up the picture as well. I'm like, because someone's like, F that guy, he sucks. I'm like, you know, he might be a nice guy. His opinion sucks, but he might be a nice guy. Because I'm like, I don't want to go down that road with that. I didn't even post where it came from. I'm like, I'm not looking for people to like pile. But it was funny because I posted that and so many people liked the post. Which I thought was cool.
Yeah.
But I'm like looking at all like my buddies at our restaurant, like, are they liking this because they liked the post because they thought it was funny? Or are they agreeing with this guy? You know what I mean?
Oh, like, they thought it was funny.
No, I know. But like, you know how your mind will work? Like, you're like, wait a second. Is everybody agreeing with him? And I'm just in on the butt of the joke that I put out.
Well, we had one yesterday. Right. So the men's room beer, right? The original ale's back out.
Yeah.
So right now it's just in a few of the bars that like, basically, we're always supporting, and their customers drank a bunch of it, this and that. So, look, we fully fathom that Elysian was bought by InBev, by Budweiser.
Uh-huh.
And this guy was like, oh, I can't believe you're just giving it to the places because of money and this and that. It's like corporations suck, this and that. Like, all right, listen, jackass, you're making two stupid points here. Like, look, if you're mad they sold out, I fathom your headspace. Also, it's... kind of the goal is to make money.
Right.
Now, look, I get if people go, I don't want to drink it because it's a corporate beer. Okay, that's fine.
You have that right.
But why are you mad that these bars and restaurants, like the Buzz Inn in Arlington, was always a supporter and stuff, so we said, hey, the first batches go to them. Like, right. I think that's just kind of a cool thing.
That's a nice, like, hey, we remember you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, well, you guys are just doing it based off. Like, well, no, they've been supporters, so we're trying to give them like a little. Like, look, we'd love to give them a lot more, but we can't.
And what does it matter?
Right. What do you get? He's one of those Twitter people that not even me and you, right? Because we're both radio people. I'll just be tweeting along with somebody else. And then they'll jump in. They jump in.
Ugh.
If you can hear my voice and you're one of those, stop it.
Yeah.
Like, if you jump, like, but to always jump in and say something negative, and nobody gives it.
Nobody asks
about
your opinion.
Your opinion.
Yeah.
Right? Because, like, I remember some of the Twitter people's handles, but the last one we were talking about Air Maxes suck for this and that. It's like,
nobody asked.
We're talking about effing fashion, right? We like Air Maxes for the fashion.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care what the, God, it's so hard not to cuss. What the F you run in. Like, obviously you run in Brooks. Great. We are talking about the fact we are sneakerheads that are obsessed with these pairs of shoes.
Right. I always want to ask them, and I know that they won't have an answer, but like, why do you feel the need to reach out to somebody who does not care about your opinion to share a negative opinion? Like,
yeah.
How sad are you of a human being that's how you have to spend your day is writing somebody who really doesn't care about your opinion?
And also, like
if you have a positive thing to say, I think that makes sense, because then it's like we, you know, if he like jumps in out of nowhere and goes, dude, that last set of Air Maxes were incredible, then you'd right. be like, join the party. But if you're coming in just to put a poop in a punch bowl, like, get the F out of my house.
Right, to argue, like, you should be working out in these shit. Like, nobody is talking anything about physical activity. We literally, he was like, did you see these? I was like, yeah, I like them. 97s aren't my favorite. I'm more of a 91 guy.
Right. Oh, my gosh, dude. Some people just need to just stop. They need to find a hobby.
You know? Yeah, some people,
get
too.
Get off social media.
You need to learn, like... part of our jobs is to make people laugh. There's certain things I will say on the radio that I wouldn't say to somebody in person.
Right.
Because it would come off terrible and rude.
Yep.
And sometimes I meet people that are like, oh, well, heard you say this once, so I say that. I was like, oh, that was a joke, dude.
Yeah.
Don't say that to a woman. You're going to get smacked.
Yeah. It's incredible, dude. It's incredible. It makes you just wonder, like, how do you lack so much common sense?
Yeah. Or like, right, I watch athletes too. Like, yeah, when they're on the field, they have a little different persona. KJ Wright couldn't be quieter and nicer.
Right.
KJ Wright on the field is a beast.
Yeah. Well, look, I mean, there's so many examples of that. Like, certain players just constantly yelling and screaming at somebody while they're on the ice or on the field.
Yeah.
You meet them, they're not doing that in person.
No.
You know?
Like, you're just chirping a random dude at the bar.
Yeah, they're not going to be across to the bar and be like, hey, dumbass, make your order already so I can get my beer.
Right, or you would, Brian, or like, did you get the last mozzarella sticks? Yeah, I had sex with your sister.
That was aggressive.
Right?
She's aggressive. Whoa, I don't need to know that.
Right, you were second team all Valley. Yeah, I did the research on you.
Yeah, I went to your sister's Valley.
Oh, I like it though. Now we're those guys.
Yeah. Why don't we take a break?
Yeah,
come back.
Let's take a break, Steve.
Yeah, let's go to the Valley. When we come back, we'll get into the world of sports, the wide world. Valley.
The world. Wide valley. Big valley.
Huge.
Yeah.
Hot dogs. Hallway.
Oh, thank goodness. These two idiots finally stopped talking. The Megacast will unfortunately be back.
New from the makers of Death Wish Coffee, the world's strongest coffee, comes super duper overachiever, heart-stopping, power-pumping, get the hell out of my way, Death Wish Coffee. Now with over 500 milligrams of caffeine in every ounce. One cup of this stuff and you'll be spitting fire, racing, running, jumping, slamming, cramming, screaming, and running around like a chicken on acid with his head cut off. Super duper overachiever, heart-stopping, power-pumping, get the hell out of my way, Death Wish Coffee. Drink a cup today and we'll see you next month, if you're still alive.
Are we really gonna let these two talk again? The Megacast is back.
Screw that guy. Screw him.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport. Victory and the agony of defeat. This is
the Ted Smith's
Wide World of Sports.
Brought to you by
Smith Family Popcorn. Good people.
Great popcorn.
The best. Although I might have to stop following them on social media, on Instagram.
Because you just want to order more popcorn?
I want to eat the popcorn as soon as I see it.
Yeah, I know.
Every time I see it, because I know what it tastes like. Even if I don't know the flavor, what that flavor tastes like, I know it's going to be good because it's Smith Family Popcorn. I'm like, that looks good. I'm sure it's really good.
I know. I got this conversation. It's funny. People always ask me about it. Then I start describing it. And they're like, well, what about, like, well, what makes it vegan? I'm like, well, it's the vegan option. I was like, you'll still really like it. Tuscan Joy is delicious.
Right.
I guess I
don't eat vegan stuff.
Yeah, right. I was like, dude, you would never notice. It's just nice to have an option for people that are vegan.
And I don't think people realize that. Like, a lot of stuff you probably enjoy, Oreos, for example, they're vegan. Like, you don't know that because you don't care. But like, a vegan does know that because their options are limited. So it's like, oh crap, they have an Oreo, blah, blah, blah. I know that's going to be vegan. It doesn't mean it's any less fantastic for you, the non-vegan.
No, I mean, I got some Tuscan
Toasted
Joy.
Toasted coconut. That was the one I was looking at.
I'm not a big coconut guy.
I used to hate coconut, but I've grown to like it in doses, if that makes sense.
The only dose of coconut I really enjoy is if it's wrapped around a fried shrimp.
Okay, I'm not going to disagree with that one.
Coconut shrimp's pretty good.
It's pretty fantastic.
Let's see, what's going on? We're in the dog days of summer for baseball and soccer, which is bound to happen. But,
excuse me.
Let it out.
NFL, preseason's here. I was going to say, the Seahawks have a game, a preseason game on Saturday.
It's Oakland?
Yes.
Or Las Vegas.
Las Vegas. Sorry, Jesus. And I was like, yeah, man, the Raiders.
Yeah, totally.
What else? The English Premier League, their season starts on Friday night.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, Arsenal's playing at like noon on Friday.
How Arsenal, they look like they're going to be decent? All right.
Yeah.
Got the answer to that one that I needed.
I'm always there for the boys. I'm not planning on lifting a trophy. It's brutal. The Olympics are over. Yep. I did watch some Olympics. Just a big apology to my buddy Brett last night after watching him play volleyball. We're having a beer and he goes, hey, man, heard you on the radio trying to figure out why the one person in volleyball wears a different color jersey. He's like, that's the position I played. I was like, yep, I should have known that. And then he's like, and then I heard you talking about how you don't know how diving works. I also dove in high school. Like, just ask. I was like, oh,
clearly,
man,
you're a bad friend.
I know. I was like, well, dude, because he drives around for his job. I was like, well, next time you hear me, just sound like an idiot. I was like, just text me.
So wait, he wore a different jersey for volleyball?
So when you play six man indoor volleyball, there's a person that has one different colored jersey.
Oh,
so
okay.
If everybody's wearing like white, like they'll usually have a red jersey on. And they're like back line, do all the digging and this and that.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And trust me, he was just kidding, but he was like, dude, I did both of those.
I tried out to be on the volleyball team in high school.
Did you?
Yeah.
You got the snip for volleyball?
I didn't make due to an injury, but yes. I was in the tryout. Someone came up, landed their elbow right into my eye.
Oh.
Split it open, gushing blood everywhere.
Yeah, that's such a tender part of the, like, yeah, I mean, that's why you always
see like
boxers.
I look like Rocky, dude.
Yeah.
I totally look like Rocky.
That fleshy little part just splits.
There's somewhere, if you look close enough, like you can still see the scar.
All right.
Like, and at that point, like, I couldn't keep playing, so I didn't make the team.
All right, well, that's legit.
Yeah, and I never went back to try out again. I was, like, kind of gun-shy after that. I was like, screw this. I don't feel like bleeding anymore.
Oh, trust me, dude.
It was a freaking leaker, man. It was traumatizing.
Yeah, those are brutal.
Yeah.
And then it just like flops open.
Yep.
Yeah.
It was nasty. And then, you know, just gushing everywhere on the volleyball court. And it was just like one of those things where it's like, man, it was like part, it didn't really hurt. It was traumatizing all the blood, but also kind of humiliating because I'm trying for a volleyball team and I'm freaking bloody. I'm busted wide open and there's blood everywhere. I'm stopping everything. They have to clean it all up. They take me to get stitches. The whole thing was just a nightmare. A giant black eye trying to explain, like, when someone's like, what happened? Get into a fight? I'm like, no, a guy just came down and his elbow hit me in the face while I was trying out for volleyball.
I mean, when you say it like that, it doesn't sound as cool, no. But I'm like, that's legit. Injury to miss like tryouts. I thought it was gonna be something like a jam on my finger and they cut me.
No.
Like, all right, you
that guy's elbow cut me.
Yeah. I mean, you literally cut open your eye. I'm like, all right, Steve, in Ted's wide world of sports, that's an acceptable excuse.
Yes. All right. Sweet.
Go ahead, fella.
Are you more of a indoor or outdoor volleyball fan? If you had to watch.
Probably that's a tough call. Beach volleyball 2-on-2 is fun. But there is something kind of crazy about that six man.
Like,
the other dude's jumping and not hitting it.
The rotation.
And then sometimes they're just like pushing it instead of just spiking it.
And look, I mean, I like it. I do love watching volleyball just because I used to play the volleyball video game all the time. Like,
all right.
I love volleyball. But I also am a big fan of the outfits for the ladies.
Like, all right. Have you ever seen one of the greatest beach volleyball movies of all time?
I don't know.
Side Out.
I think I have, yes.
Yeah. Like, the dude, like, somehow ends up in California, and then he's, like, gets hooked up with, like, crazy, like, beach bum dude that's really good at volleyball, and they, like, I mean, that's where most of my beach volleyball knowledge comes from.
I forgot all about that movie.
Yeah, like, holding the numbers behind the back.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
If you haven't seen that movie, it's not 80s. I want to say it's in, like, early 90s, but it's in that era, and, I mean, I haven't seen it in years, but that seems, you got to know what you're getting into, but it's a pretty good film.
I just remember it was like a few Olympics ago, maybe like 10, 12, maybe years ago. There was, it might have been longer, maybe even 15 years ago, but there was like a women's the U.S. women's volleyball team was just stacked with like just the most attractive women.
Right, and they had the really tall girl that's now doing commercials for the almonds.
Yes.
And, right, and like her, right, and the other, like, right, they dominated for like two Olympics in a row.
They were fun to watch because they were really good.
Yeah.
But then, like, you know, the inner perv in you was just like, these girls have the sweetest heinies.
Oh, Jesus, Steve. That sounded really, the sweetest heinies?
What do you want?
I don't know.
Oh, the nicest turd cutters?
I don't know. Heinies.
Dopest
just...
dumpers?
Dopest dumpers.
The fattest asses. Where are we going? What do we want to do?
The lady humps.
Dude, I don't even know if we have time. Have you kept up on this controversy?
Wait a minute, what was it? The dopest dumpers.
The dopest dumpers.
That's the name.
That should be the name of our volleyball team.
I was going to say that's the name of this podcast.
That too. The dopest dumpers. It's a serious story, but it's the most insane story I've heard, and it has something to do with sports. Have you been keeping up with the Dinger, the mascot?
Oh, yeah.
Holy smokes. Talk about a roller coaster of emotions over a couple of days.
Wait a minute. Is there another update on Dinger?
Okay. Well, the last update, it turns out the guy was yelling Dinger.
Right.
Yeah, that's the latest update.
All right, yeah.
But I remember when it first started... People thought he was yelling a different word.
Right, they thought he was yelling the N-word. Right, because that was Sunday night. It was going all over Twitter.
Yeah, so I mean, like, so I don't feel bad playing it now that I know.
Yeah.
But, like, here's the clip of the guy yelling behind home plate while a baseball player is at bat, like a guy on the Dodgers, I think. I
can't remember a team, yeah.
Miami Marlins.
All right.
Lewis Brinson was at bat. And this guy's yelling something, and everyone thought it was a racial slur, but it turns out he was yelling Dinger, which is the name of the mascot for
the Rockies.
So here's what it sounded like. And like when I first heard the story and I heard that it was a racial, like, it's funny how your mind works and it'll make you hear that word.
Right. So if you just listen to this and think of the racial word, you'll hear it.
Right.
Nigger! Nigger!
It's crazy. Even though I know it, you saying that made me start thinking the wrong thing. And I was like,
right.
Anyway,
so now listen to it and hear Dinger.
Dinger. Weird.
Well, here was the other thing. When it came out Sunday, I'm like, that's crazy. And then when I saw a close-up video, and you can, I mean, it's like a granddad, and he's just yelling at the mascot. But it makes more sense. I'm like,
how does nobody do anything?
How does nobody say a word?
Right.
Like, I don't know. I have a tough time believing nobody's going to say one word right to this dude.
What is this, white supremacist night over at the Rockies game?
Right.
Like, that seemed insane. And then I even saw somebody go, I think he was just yelling Dinger, which is the name of the mascot. And this is before it came out that it was.
Yeah.
And people are like, okay, another person trying to make an excuse. Like, and I'm like, yeah, that's a stupid excuse. There's no way he said Dinger. And I listened to it again and again. Then they have video footage. And you see the guy straight up looking towards the mascot, waving while he's saying that word. It's like, yeah, yeah. There's not a chance in hell he was saying something bad. In fact,
and also, like, that's a term. You hit a dinger. It's a home run.
That's right. That's why he has the nickname,
right?
Dinger.
And it's Colorado. The balls fly out of there because of the air.
So of course, Brinson's the guy that was at bat. And I got to imagine in his head, he's like, if he thought the guy was saying that, I don't know.
So that was the other part I read Monday morning, is he was like, I didn't notice anything.
Oh, that's funny. So he had no idea. Because there's like one player, somebody recently asked him like what his favorite ice cream was while he was at bat. And he yelled vanilla back while he was in between.
I'm saying he heard the dude, but he
didn't think it was
right. Because if it had been the N-word, I think he probably would have stepped out of the box.
Right. The whole thing made no sense. I'm like, what weird world are we in that nobody's stepping up to someone yelling something so awful?
Right.
And so here's Brinson talking about it.
So I've watched the video at least 50 times. Watched it a lot, you know, especially when I heard that, you know, he said Dinger instead of the N-word. I personally... this is, again, my personal opinion. I personally keep hearing the N-word. It's not that I want to hear it. I'd never want to hear that word.
Yeah, if you have it in your head, that's what you think. But he went on to say he doesn't think it's fair that this guy's... Because now people are mad at the guy. Because he even said, I prefer no one uses my name when they report on this, because he's afraid that some people are going to still think that he said the N-word. And here's Lewis talking about that.
I want to go back and say to that fan that is getting probably, you know, a bunch of backlash from it. I am sorry for, you know, if you did say Dinger, you know, maybe change the mascot's name. It's it sounds a little similar, especially on video. But again, I would like to apologize to that fan if he's getting anything.
How crazy is that?
I know, right? And like, this is just another prime example. Like, I don't know. Like, we have to change the mascot's name? It's a baseball term.
Right. And how long have we had Dinger in as a mascot?
I mean, I'd imagine as long as the Rockies have been around. What was that, 94?
So it's got to be at least 20 years.
Yeah.
Right. This is the first time that there's been this weird, I think, maybe I'm wrong, but what if all these years has been like incidents at the Rockies game where people think that they're being yelled something inappropriate and all they're trying to do is get poor Dinger's attention?
I mean, I think we would have heard of it before.
Families have broken up, relationships have ended because they thought somebody was yelling the wrong thing.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I mean, look, I grew up with a dog named Tigger.
Yeah.
You know, and like Thrill would always give me a hard time. Like, we kind of joke about it on the air, but like, we never thought about it, anything else. Like, his name is Tigger.
Right.
And we used to, when growing up, he's down in Atlanta now, but we love Big Tigger. He was on PGC, T.I. Double Gurr. He was on BET, The Basement. Like, he works at our company. I have sent him emails. He does not reply. Tigger, I love you.
The hell, Tigger?
I know. Come on, Big Tigger.
See, I'm not down with Tigger because he tried to flirt with my wife when we went to Disney.
That's right.
Yeah, Tigger was a little too touchy-feely.
Right, so it's like, right, if we're getting rid of Dinger, like, so is Tigger off limits now?
No. Tigger got people in trouble. Did you see the Ring Cam footage of that one woman?
Yeah, that was all the same. Monday morning was a wild ride on Twitter.
It kind of was. That was nuts, but yeah. I legit went one day, it was like yesterday, I was convinced. I'm like, I can't believe that we live in a world where people are okay with saying that in a stadium and nobody else said something to this person. And I come in today and I'm like, oh, all right. Well, apparently he was yelling Dinger, because you see the footage. It's impossible that he was yelling something else.
Right. And nobody reacted or said anything. I mean, that was the main thing for me. Like, it just looks odd.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Like, what a weird.
I know.
All right, we got to get out of here.
I mean, look, that's the other problem sometimes with social media. It's too quick. It's too instant.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to pick an opinion and stick by it. You know what I mean? Yeah. And like a lot of people that are arguing for things I agree with on Twitter, though, you got to be careful. Because I see people going, well, should maybe this or that? Is it still like, look, if you can never be wrong, then you're just as bad as the people you say you don't like.
I've thought this recently. I'm like, everything is black and white to somebody. Not race. I'm not talking race. Yeah. Just like, you know that term, everything's black and white. Unless it involves somebody that they know or they care about, then there's shades of gray. You know what right. I mean? And so it's like, I'm this person deserves to be canceled. But then you find out somebody that like maybe you're a friend with or you admire, you're like, well, maybe we need to like pump the brakes before we jump down everybody's situation. And like you said, like that quick mob mentality where it's like, it's so instantaneous. No one's waiting for all the information to come out before they want to pick a side.
You're exactly right.
Yeah.
But when it comes to them, it's like, well, we got to see how it all shakes out.
Yeah. No, yeah.
And also like, you can't live black and white.
No.
Again, the bulk of your life in humanity is lived in a gray area.
100%. It's impossible. There's too many factors.
Right.
We're not robots.
If we were that cut and dry about everything, like, people wouldn't get married.
Yeah.
You'd have that one fight and go, all right.
Black and white.
Yep. That's
gotta
it.
Gotta go.
Yep. Right. She doesn't like pepperoni pizza.
Yep.
I'm out.
She constantly begs Dinger for a picture, and I don't approve of it.
We got to get into more mascot talk. Happier mascot talk next
week. Yes, we do. We need to figure out who the hell is going to be the mascot for the Seattle Kraken. I'm suggesting it's not Dinger.
Right.
What about Pucky? Or, hey, Puckhead. Puckhead.
Puckhead.
Did he call the player the F word? No.
Call him a Puckhead.
It's the mascot. His name's Puckhead.
Drop the puck. Strap the puck, Puckhead.
Oh, that sounded bad.
It did. Play it back with the video, though.
Oh, listen, Puckhead. Down two goals. We got to get things together. Come on, boys. Stop being a bunch of puckheads.
All right.
All right.
See you later. Buckets. That now might be the name of the podcast.
It should be the Buckheads.
What was it originally?
It's no longer the Dopest Dumpers. It's now Puckheads. Peace out, Puckheads.
I don't know why it's so funny, but it is.
I know.
All right, Ted, I'll see you next week. Follow us on at the Megacast.
Yeah, man.